Bringing on the air now is Mr. Alan Simpson. Alan has been doing Star Valley Soccer play-by-play for the last few years. And Alan, my goodness, what a game yesterday for the Star Valley boys. As we knew we had two pretty evenly matched teams, but man, when it comes down to the wire like that, that's when soccer is so fun.
Yeah, talk about an exciting game. And the Braves have kind of had a flair for the dramatic all year, but these two teams, they played against Riverton, and they had just played on Saturday, and that game ended in a 2-2 tie that went into overtime and ended in a tie. And so we knew coming into this game that it was going to be close, and it definitely lived up to all the hype.
My microphone wasn't on there for a second, but obviously, as you're going through that game, you're the play-by-play guy here on SVI for Star Valley Soccer. You, as you just said, you watched them tie last Saturday. You're going through that. The game is going to overtime. Kind of take us through what that was like as you were calling the game, the setup, everything leading up to that eventual golden goal.
Yeah, well, the first win of the day was I was able to carry 2,000 pounds of equipment roughly 2.5 miles to their press box. Okay, so there was the first win that I survived that. But then as the game got going, the Braves had a couple opportunities at the beginning. They actually had a goal that was called back because of an offsides call. And shortly after that, I do believe it was around the 30th minute that Riverton scored. So they have just an amazing striker. His name is Sean Carruth. He's a senior for Riverton, and he's the one that's gotten us all week or all year. So he scored both their goals last Saturday, but he broke free and scored a goal in the 30th minute, and it was 1-0. And so then you fast forward, the Braves have a couple more opportunities throughout the game. Nothing real solid. They've got Riverton had a great keeper, Sean Murray, and so you're going along in the game, and you're getting a little bit more tense as the clock continues to tick down. So we're down to 5 minutes left in the game. Braves are still down by one goal. And I think it was right about the 15-minute mark, Coach Spencer made just a brilliant coaching move. So he pulled out one of our defenders and put in an extra forward. So now we've got three forwards in the attack where we usually play one, sometimes two. So he pulls up three forwards, which is an offensive position, and leaves us a little bit more vulnerable on the back end on defense, but we really needed to score a goal. And so he pulls up to have three forwards, and it comes down 3 minutes left to go in the game. The ball's being batted around, and Jesus Allred comes up with the ball. He makes just a quick touch to his left, somehow gets through the defenders and does a left-footed rifle to the near post, and just all pandemonium broke loose from the Star Valley faithful after that. And that was the one that sent us into overtime, but it was definitely some stressful moments before that goal went in.
Well, Alan, the momentum of sports, especially in high school sports, is so important, and confidence level and things like that. And soccer can be kind of a cruel game or a thrilling game, depending on what side of that you're on. So if you're Riverton and you've got this 1-0 lead, you've had it for the majority of the match. If you're the Braves, you did punch one in, but they took it off the board. You're feeling maybe a little despondent, but you know, like you said, the pressure's mounting. You're down to just a couple of minutes, and that goal, people can go back and rewatch it online at svinews.com. That goal from Jesus is, there was not a lot of room from where he shot that to where it got past the keeper and inside the post. I mean, we're talking, that window was probably only about 1.5 feet wide, and he put it in there.
It was tiny, and that's so hard to do in soccer when you've got so much in front of you, right? So it was, you've got legs and shin guards and elbows and everything between you and this goal, and then you have the keeper. And for him to be able to fit that ball through that window was just remarkable. That's the one part. And then to have the placement that he did to put that in really the only spot that Murray couldn't get to it, because Murray, he dove, he attempted, he had saved everything all day. He was pitching the shutout. And for him to put that in the one spot that Murray couldn't get to, I mean, it was just incredible.
So then obviously today going up against a team like Kelly Walsh, they're 13-0 on the year. Goal differential plus 49. They allow less
That's
than
ridiculous.
A less than a goal a game. They're scoring 4.5 a game. It's a bit ridiculous. But in the two games they've played Star Valley this year, Star Valley has jumped out to a 1-0 lead in both games, and then Kelly Walsh does Kelly Walsh things after that, and we all get sad. Kind of going into this, what do you see as maybe the biggest key if Star Valley's going to pull an upset here today, apart from maybe the power of prayer?
Well, right, it's anything can happen in the postseason, right? So you've got yesterday, Rock Springs comes in as a 3 seed. They've got 8-plus wins on the season, and they're going against a Natrona team that has 4 wins. And what happens? Natrona comes out, plays their game, and beats Rock Springs on their home turf 3-1. And huge underdogs there. So I think anything can happen, but you're exactly right. Kelly Walsh has the most prolific scoring attack in 4A soccer this year. They come in with two of the top 5 point getters in 4A class are at Kelly Walsh. And so they know how to score. They know how to score in bunches. And there's a reason that they're undefeated. So they're 13-0 on the season. They are really good. And they love to go quick. They love the through ball. Like when you play Jackson loves to control the ball. And the way they play soccer is poetry in motion. Kelly Walsh relies on their speed, want to get downhill and get as many shots as possible. So I think if you're the Braves, it's just a matter of marking up on their speedsters, you know, trying to shut down. They have one really good forward, Parker O'Neill, that comes in with 11 goals on the season. It's really staying marked to him. And like I said, anything can happen in the postseason. Kelly Walsh, the best team in the state. So we'll just go out there, play our best game and see what happens.
Alan, we appreciate you checking in with us. Of course, that one gets underway in just over a couple hours as the Braves will take on Kelly Walsh. That one's scheduled to start at 11 a.m. And that watch link is up right now at svinews.com. Any surprises that you think Coach Spencer might throw out there today?
Oh, I think Coach Spencer, Coach Roniger, they do a great job. I think it's going to come back to the senior leadership that the Braves have. So in overtime when we played Riverton yesterday, Kaysen Hatterley, a senior captain for the Braves, was remarkable, and he actually scored. There was a foul in the box. Kaysen stepped up and drilled a penalty kick to give the Braves the win. And so I think as Hatterley goes, so does the team on offense. He's just a calming presence. And so I'm looking for Kaysen to have a big game. We also have a lot of senior leadership in our defense, which I think will help against the attack from Kelly Walsh. So we have Derek Astle that's going to be in goal, our stopper and our sweeper, Gabe Peterson and Brandon Beck do a great job as seniors. And then we have Mikel Merritt in the midfield as a senior. And I think if those guys all come together and have a good game, I think they keep this close longer than they did in the regular season. So it should be fun to watch. We hope everybody joins us. It should be a good match.
And we do encourage you to join Alan and that call at svinews.com. Gets underway at 11 o'clock. Alan, thanks for coming on with us, and good luck. I hope your good fortune, as I mentioned in a text, this is the 3rd straight year the Braves have upset someone to earn a trip to state while you've been on the mic, so you are good luck.
Yeah, let's hope it continues. Appreciate it, guys.
Alan Simpson, Star Valley Braves soccer, again, taking on Kelly Walsh at 11 o'clock.